This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republican Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale worries that drag queens at Montana's Malmstrom Air Force Base will launch an intercontinental ballistic missile. He called transgender soldiers too mentally unstable to serve. The Eastern District Republican gave his remarks on the House floor during the debate of amendments to the National Defense Authorization Act, the major spending bill for the Department of Defense. Rosendale offered an amendment, which passed, to limit health care for transgender soldiers. The $886 billion bill passed out of the House early last Friday, with four Democrats voting with Republicans. The bill also limits transgender health care for military families and prevents soldiers from traveling out of state for abortions should they serve in a state where abortions are banned. Rosendale said, "We have drag shows taking place at Malmstrom Air Force Base. There are 150 ICBM missiles that are being controlled by that Air Force Base and by these individuals," Rosendale said. "I don't want someone who doesn't know if they are a man or a woman with their hand on a missile button." Rosendale was confusing the details of an earlier point of political outrage, a June 2021 drag show and storytime performance by the Mister Sisters, a Great Falls trio that also performs at a local trivia night and sometimes bingo. Drag storytime for children has since been outlawed by the Montana legislature. On social media, drag performers have been labeled sexual groomers, a charge also leveled by conservatives against teachers at schools with curriculums including sexual orientation and gender identity. Outrage directed at drag performers, as well as lesbian, gay, transgender, queer, or questioning people, is a focus of a Republican culture war fomenting interest in the 2024 general election. Anti-transgender legislation at the Montana legislature was a focal point in 2023 and 2021. The Montana Republicans' amendment would prevent soldiers from using the military medical benefit TRICARE to pay for sexual reassignment surgeries and hormone treatments. Rosendale said his amendment would save taxpayers millions. His insistence that transgender individuals were mentally ill and suicidal was rebuked by Armed Services Committee ranking member Representative Adam Smith, a Washington Democrat. Smith said, "The ignorance contained in these comments is truly breathtaking. Transgender people who have normal, regular health care are no more likely to commit suicide than anybody else." The Rosendale Amendment was agreed to on a voice vote. It was one of several amendments likely to make it difficult to reconcile the versions of the bill passed by Republicans in the House and Democrats in the Senate. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat of New York, slammed Republicans over the conservative amendments. Jeffries said, "It is woefully irresponsible that extreme MAGA Republicans have hijacked a bipartisan bill that is essential to our national security and taken it over and weaponized it in order to jam their extreme right-wing ideology down the throats of the American people." 3 years ago, Purdue University professor Shulin Ruan and his team unveiled a major and potentially world-changing invention, white paint. But it's not just any white paint, it's the world's whitest paint, and it could help cool the rapidly warming planet. Ruan said, "We weren't really trying to develop the world's whitest paint. We wanted to help with climate change, and now that it's more of a crisis and getting worse, we wanted to see if it was possible to help save energy while cooling down the Earth." The paint won the 2023 Innovation Award in the Sustainability category at South by Southwest earlier this year. Though it doesn't look much different from any other white paint, its benefits are plenty. It can make surfaces up to 8 degrees Fahrenheit cooler than the air temperature during the day and up to 19 degrees cooler at night. That could help reduce the need for air conditioners, which use a lot of electricity and can end up warming the outside air to cool things down inside. And the paint may serve as a particularly useful tool for lowering temperatures in urban heat islands, where warm air can get trapped and create dangerous conditions for at-risk residents in particular. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.